tenders were opened on Friday, and the council hopes to turn around the tenders now within a week, so they're giving themselves 7 days to pick a contractor. Once the contractor is selected, then they're giving them between 6 and 7 weeks to complete the job. So we're just hoping to have the job finished just about 2 weeks before Christmas, all going to plan.
And there has been calls for this work to be carried out previously, so it is positive news that the council is progressing this project well at this stage.
Yeah, well, there has been calls for a number of years to address different issues with the stonework on the parapet walls and that. Now, what happened then more recently was that actually a section of the wall fell away and it took part of the road. What the council intends to do after this is they actually look at the entire parapet walls on both sides of the bridge, and that's been earmarked down to go down to begin in 2019. First of all, they have to secure the money and do that, but the plan has two phases. One phase is to get the bridge repaired and get it opened now, just before a week or two before Christmas is the time frame for that. And the other plan then is phase two, is to redo the parapet walls on each side of the bridge, the entire length of it. Like, for all the stonework is in very, very bad condition. Some was actually dangerously low as well. So that's the phase two, is to begin in 2019.